The report covers 2011, the most recent yearly data available. That year, Rocky Mountain Institute paid its top officer far more than any other environmental charity in the country. Sandra Minuti is Vice President of Marketing and Chief Financial Officer for Charity Navigator.
We found that the Rocky Mountain Institute had the highest compensation out of all the environmental charities we evaluated. That compensation is just over $600,000 a year.
The median or mid-range pay for top officers at environmental groups is usually a bit more than $100,000. Again, Sandra Minuti.
In addition, in looking at the charity's budget, it is outside the norm of what charities of a comparable size pay as well. Charities in about $11 to $12 million range of a budget typically pay their CEOs $200,000 to $250,000 a year.
In response, Rocky Mountain Institute says there's a few key details to keep in mind. Current RMI CEO Jules Kortenhorst started in September of this year, and he says in 2011, the group's principal officer had a special situation.
So in fact, it is not just a salary payment. Her salary is much lower than what was reported, but it also includes a contribution to her pension plan reflecting 15 years of service to the organization during which a pension plan was not in place.
The person receiving that money was Executive Director Marty Pickett. Her base salary was about a third of the total amount, around $200,000. Kortenhorst describes the additional retirement check as a one-time payment. RMI co-founder Amory Lovins also received a pension payment that year. Kortenhorst says RMI strives to be transparent on staff pay and...
The essence of what RMI is we are a think tank that aims to actually drive impact on the energy transformation through the caliber of our work. So we recruit very capable and bright people who have extensive experience in the energy sector. So we do compensate our people in reflecting their history and background in the industry.
RMI will post its next round of executive pay in November. Unlike other charities, their 2011 executive pay did not include an ambiguous other category, and the bonus for Pickett was significantly smaller than the other highest paid staff at other nonprofits. Minuti says Charity Navigator reviews nonprofits to help those who give to better understand the overall financial picture of the organization.
So Rocky Mountain Institute gets 2 out of 4 stars. They do quite well in terms of accountability and transparency. However, their financial health score is just 1 star. That's primarily because their revenue has been declining and thus their spending on programs has been declining and their rainy day fund is a little bit low. So in terms of their financial sustainability, they're struggling a little bit. And we think that that's important for donors to know when they're considering which charities they want to invest in.
Nonprofits concerned about their ratings, says Minuti, can provide more information to Charity Navigator and, in some cases, boost their rating. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.